This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hong Kong park that traditionally hosts huge vigils on the anniversary of China's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown lay empty late Friday as police blocked access, but flashes of defiance still flickered across the city. Huge crowds have routinely gathered in Hong Kong's Victoria Park to mark the anniversary of Chinese troops crushing peaceful democracy protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. Hundreds were killed in the crackdown, by some estimates more than 1,000. Public commemorations are forbidden on the mainland, and until recently, semi-autonomous Hong Kong was the one place in China where large-scale remembrance was still tolerated. This year's vigil was banned at a time when authorities are carrying out a sweeping clampdown following huge and often violent democracy protests 2 years ago. Some 7,000 officers were placed on standby ahead of Friday's sensitive anniversary, and authorities warned they would adopt a zero-tolerance approach. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that European nations should pay for gas from Russia in euros as the Kremlin moves to dump the dollar from rounds of U.S. sanctions. Putin's comments come a day after his economy ministry announced it was dropping the dollar from its national wealth fund and shifting to other currencies. The Kremlin has for years worked to wean the economy off the dollar, and Russian state-owned energy companies have been turning to non-dollar settlements. The economy ministry says from May 20th, the share of dollar assets in the fund had been reduced to 0% from 35%. Some economists said the move was designed to send a signal to Washington ahead of a summit between Russian leader Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden on June 16th. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday blamed Iran-aligned Houthis for the failure of a ceasefire to take hold in Yemen and accused them of not taking other steps toward ending the brutal conflict. U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen, Tim Lenderking, returned on Thursday from a trip to Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, where he discussed the humanitarian and economic crisis in Yemen with government officials, Yemenis, and international partners, the U.S. State Department said in a statement. Since taking office in January, U.S. President Joe Biden has made the 7-year conflict in Yemen a priority and appointed Lenderking to help revive stalled U.N. peace efforts. Iran's election watchdog, the Guardian Council, said on Friday that it may reconsider the barring of some candidates from this month's presidential election after the Supreme Leader said some of them had been wronged. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's affair, last month endorsed the council's rejection of several prominent moderate and conservative candidates for the June 18th vote. The prohibitions have boosted the prospects of hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisi, an ally of Khamenei, though it may also dent the clerical ruler's hopes of a high turnout amid discontent over an economy crippled by U.S. sanctions. On Friday, however, Khamenei said some of the disqualified candidates had been treated unfairly. It was unclear if the council may consider reinstating rejected candidates or is just countering rumors about the vetting of them. As it stands, Iranian voters will have a choice between 7 candidates, 5 hardliners, and 2 low-key moderates in the election. The Belarusian opposition said Friday a dissident journalist was coerced to appear in a video on state TV in which he wept and praised the country's authoritarian ruler, a broadcast sharply criticized by Western officials. In the 90-minute video aired Thursday night, 26-year-old Roman Protasevich repented for his opposition activities and said he respects Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko. His associates reacted with outrage, accusing the Belarusian authorities of forcing Protasevich to smear himself and disavow the opposition. Belarusian's main opposition candidate said that Protasevich and other inmates speaking in videos from custodies are sure being tortured and violated. Protasevich was traveling from Greece to Lithuania aboard a Ryanair flight on May 23rd when Belarusian flight controllers ordered the pilots to land, citing a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but Protasevich and his Russian girlfriend were arrested. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.